This week, we're kicking off Foodstuffs, a new series from NHPR, exploring the state's farms, restaurants, and cooking. And today, we'll take a look at home vegetable gardening. Memorial Day is the traditional start of New Hampshire's gardening season, but if that holiday came and went without any new projects in your yard, it's not too late. That's according to Henry Homeyer, and he should know. He's written numerous books on the subject. His latest is called Organic Gardening, Not Just in the Northeast, a hands-on month-to-month guide. Henry Homeyer joins me from his home in Cornish Flat, New Hampshire. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
We're still technically early on in the growing season. What does your garden look like at this point in the year?
My garden is still very much in the early stages. When it comes to tomatoes and peppers, things like that, the hot weather plants are going in today. I have my cold weather plants planted about a month ago. So carrots are up, beets are up, lettuces are, I'm already eating. Spinach is not, I'm not eating, but will be soon. But the core of the garden, the tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, summer squash, winter squash, I always wait until the first week of June, sometimes even the second week of June to get them in the ground. So people should not feel badly if they haven't planted much yet.
It seems like getting past the calendar is intimidating for a lot of home gardeners, that you see that it's June already and I didn't get anything in the ground and now I'm basically done. But you're saying that's not the case.
Well, it shouldn't be, because you know, you can play the catch-up game pretty quickly. So for example, a good garden center is going to have lettuce in six packs that are already, the leaves are already 2 or 3 inches tall. You put those in 3 weeks you're going to be eating lettuce. Carrots, yes, it takes a while for them to germinate and grow, but they'll come along. You know, when things warm up, they'll start growing fast.
Are there any plants that are a little more off the beaten path that you recommend to people who are looking to try something a little different?
Yes, if you can get artichoke seedlings already started, they take up about a 2-foot by 2-foot space. If you have a small garden, it may not be the most practical plant, but it is fun. You know, you see, people think that you have to get your artichokes from California, but I sometimes will throw them in a flower garden. I design gardens for people, and sometimes I'll throw in an artichoke plant because they are handsome.
And conversely, is there a vegetable that people will ask you about growing here that you say, really?
Well, sweet potatoes are very tough to grow in this climate, and you can do it. I am doing it this year. You have to have a drip tape, an irrigation system underneath black plastic, and you have to plant into it. You have to order. You can't get seedlings or seeds from your local garden center. I ordered my slips, which are started plants. They arrived last week, and you have to get them in the ground almost immediately. So we'll see how they do this year. But I know that success with sweet potatoes is tough. It really is a southern crop. It takes a lot of heat.
We've had unusual swings in the weather lately. Is that going to have an effect on things in the near term or even longer out?
Every year people say, my goodness, the weather is so different this year. And people complain about the weather. It's too hot. It's too cold. Forget about it. Just plant your stuff. Don't worry about it. It'll all even out in the end.
Henry Homeyer, thanks so much for talking with me, and happy gardening.
Well, thank you, and it's always a pleasure to be on the show.
You can find a link to Henry Homeyer's website and more of our blog posts on New Hampshire food at the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.